clean shirt, new shoes. I don't know where I'm going to. Silk suit, black tie. I don't need a reason why. Gold watch, diamond ring. I ain't missing not a single thing. Well, if you know the song Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top, you probably recognize those lyrics and you know the rest of those. And we've all heard sayings like, dress for success, clothes make the man, fake it till you make it. Clothes are so important. If a soldier or a policeman walk into the room in uniform, you know who's there. You might feel safer, you might not, but you have a certain expectation of who that is. There's something about being dressed up. It makes us feel differently, better somehow. Paul, in our epistle reading from Romans for today, tells us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does dressing oneself in Christ do for us? Surely it makes us feel differently too. But until we get out of the house and into the light of day, we really don't see it. We have to put it on. Paul tells us and puts us into the pre-dawn hours of the morning. The sun is starting to come up, the day is just starting. And he wonders what clothes we will put on for this day. If I'm working out in the yard, or if I'm doing a project around the house or in the shop, I'll just throw on an old pair of jeans and a sweatshirt. But if I'm meeting someone important, or if I have a meeting to attend, something like that, I'll put on a pair of black pants and a cleric and maybe even a suit coat. Paul wants us to think like that about our Christianity every morning. Every morning since your baptism, what do you put on to begin your day? Well, you put on Christ. But if this isn't going to be just another cliche, we have to put a little flesh on that phrase. Paul, in the verses right before our epistle reading for today, speaks of loving one another, having no debt except to love one another. Isaiah, in the Old Testament reading, speaks of peace, of beating swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And in our gospel reading for today, we throw down our cloaks to welcome our King, shouting Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Like it or not, you wear a label. It's been around for over 2,000 years. I wouldn't say it's popular, maybe just the opposite. The Apostle Paul will testify that he persecuted many Christians, and after his conversion, he suffered much himself. In our Thanksgiving Eve sermon, we talked about the text from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul lists his hardships, those that he endured. It says, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less ones. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked, and so on. And yet he was still able to give thanks to God, still able to wear that label of Christian, believer in Christ. He wasn't perfect. We aren't perfect. But Jesus has poured his Holy Spirit into us, and it changes us. It makes us different. It changes how we dress and what we decide to wear each and every morning. And Paul gives us some direction in our verses for today. He tells us all the things that we're not supposed to be doing. Drunkenness, sexual immorality, quarreling, jealousy, and things like that. But these are just a few of the things. There are more lists of the things to avoid in passages like Galatians 5, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 6. And there are also passages like Matthew 25 that talk about the positive things that we should do. Give food to the hungry. Clothe the naked. Give water to the thirsty. Visit those in prison. And because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the clothes that we put on look like love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And Paul is not speaking of some sort of impossible ideal when he says we ought to love one another and care for one another. And Jesus is not dreaming when he tells us that we should honor him as King and Lord of all. And Isaiah is not laughing behind our backs when he tells us about this ideal peace of which many in the world yearn to have. Through the Holy Spirit, this is what we are equipped to do. This is what you get up and get dressed for every day. And one of the most obvious ways you are clothed and equipped to help others is through your tithes and offerings right here at Grace. We have multiple programs that reach others, such as our tithes to the district office and our social ministry right here at Grace, managed by Mrs. Bernier. These two programs help fund numerous ministries throughout our community, around the Mid-South District, and even around the world. And besides those, we have Women of Grace, the Quilting Group, Katie's Garden, several others, each serving the Lord and each other in their own special way. We also gave as a congregation over $14,000 to various relief projects this year, including tornado relief, and even a pastor who lost his house to a fire. Women of Grace have an angel tree in the narthex right now to help the less fortunate in our own congregation this Christmas. And the Gold Star Wives are taking up a collection for our local VA patients. And there are plenty of other opportunities, including Trinity Hope, to help our neighbors around the world. But it isn't just about money. That isn't the only gift that you can give. Time can be a most precious gift. There are several in the congregation who would love to have a visit, a phone call, someone just to check in on them, to let them know that they are missed. Or put on those jeans and a sweatshirt and help on one of the many projects around the church or in your community. There's always something on the back burner that needs attention, or just a little TLC. What this all really comes down to is a lifestyle. We are all faced with hundreds, if not thousands, of little and maybe several big decisions and choices every day. Where will your focus be? Think back to the beginning of the sermon and that illustration or example of a policeman. When he or she is wearing his or her uniform, their mindset is that of a policeman. He or she looks at everything through that lens. When we are reminded of and put on the lens of our baptism first thing in the morning, we look at everything through that lens and with that mindset. Our decision should now be focused within that context of what Jesus would do, not as some cute lyric on a bracelet, but as an actual guide, along with the Ten Commandments and all of Jesus' teachings in the Bible. These are the clothes of a Christian. This is what we should be putting on every day. And then when you are out into the world, maybe somebody will notice what you're wearing and start asking questions. This is what you get up for and get dressed with every day. To live in your baptism and make disciples. To tell others the good news. And it may not be easy. You might stumble at first. It might be awkward. It might feel like these clothes don't fit quite right. But Christ is with you all the way. The Holy Spirit is with you all the time. He will guide and direct you on what you need to say. Because this is what Christ came to the earth for. This is what Christ died for. This is what Christ rose from the dead for, that no one should perish. And as we look at the altar, we are reminded that it too is dressed for Christ. By the color blue in Advent, we are reminded that the disciples watched Jesus ascend into the blue sky. And the disciples watched that blueness waiting for him to return. And the angels promised that from that blue sky, Jesus would come again. He will return, and all those wearing his label will return with him to life in heaven for eternity. And isn't that the point, really? We could wear anything that we wanted. We could mind our own business, wear the latest fashion, dress in the black of this world. But what to what end? I can tell you the end that I want, the clothes that I want to wear, not just for me, but for everyone. I want to wear the label that ends in eternal life with Jesus. So I thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of His Son, who made it possible through the waters of our baptism that we can wear His label as a Christian. I remember back, it was probably the same time that the song Sharp Dressed Man was popular, Guess jeans were all the rage. Everyone had to have a pair. I admit I had a pair, and white Nike high tops were in also, and sweatshirts with the sleeves cut off. Now, Christians may not be that stylish, but our label has been around over 2,000 years. Not because it's the latest fashion, but because it has eternal staying power. So tomorrow morning when you get up and you're looking at your choices of what to wear, don't forget your baptism and to put on Christ and the label Christian, your best choice to start your day. Amen.